Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Okay, this week on Mind Games, we're thinking about and talking about the idea of forgiveness and maintaining respect for people who may have been disrespectful to us or may have ill-treated us in some way. So I guess my first comment to make around this would be that some important questions need to be asked about forgiveness and whether forgiveness is actually appropriate all the time. And it is actually true that in some cases, it's neither advisable nor helpful to seek forgiveness of a person, particularly in cases where there's been quite traumatic events or abuse, things like that. Forgiveness is often one step too far, and the focus has to be on helping people to become empowered and become survivors of that trauma. So the first question would actually be, do I have to maintain respect in this situation? A lot of the time, the best case scenario is that we can actually maintain respect for people who may have treated us not so well. The first tip would be to try as much as possible to make a distinction between the person and the behavior. They're often two different things, and we can often not respect the behavior, but do what we can to respect the person and empathize with their situation and continue to build and grow a relationship with that person. Some questions to be might be, well, can I actually respect this person and not what they've done? But then also, can I ask myself, you know, what is the perspective and get some perspective on this situation? Acknowledge that we're all human, we're all imperfect, we do make mistakes, and there's a potential chance that they may not have actually meant to harm us in some way. It's just an unwanted side effect of their actions. The second thing would be to think about our own history and to ask ourselves quite honestly, have we acted in this way before? There's probably a pretty good chance that we have because we all make mistakes. So by doing things like this, we're able to find the other person's humanity and actually connect with our own experiences as a human and build empathy towards that person because of that. Jump into their shoes for a little while and see it from their point of view. The next question that would be really, really important is to ask yourself, and be quite brave, do I have a part in this? And do I have to own a part in how this transpired? What did I bring to the table? In a lot of cases, we have brought something. That doesn't mean we've done the wrong thing. It just means that we need to acknowledge our part in this, and that will help us to forgive, find respect for that person as well as ourselves, and move on. Ask yourself, could there be an alternative explanation for what has happened here? And if I see it from that point of view, how does it look now? And how do I feel, more importantly? So there's a few tips on how to forgive people when you make that choice to forgive and to continue to build relationships with people. Another thing to do would be to consider the future and plan those future encounters with someone who may have acted this way to us previously, and actually ask ourselves, how can I respond in a way in which I'm able to keep my respect for myself? So the first thing might be to limit those encounters to as much as possible, plan civil responses, and plan to go in with that attitude and with that response ready to go, and also to recognize your own flags, your own issues which trigger things for you, which make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Recognize what they are for you and how you might spot them, and then ask yourself, if I lose myself in this, hasn't this person won twice? So try and take the high road this week on Mind Games.